Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf lamed hey, daf 35. We left off at the bottom of the page on lamed dalet amud bet 34b at the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Yesh chayav al ma'aseh shoro upatur al ma'aseh atzmo. Some are liable on the action of their ox and exempt on their own actions. Patur al ma'aseh shoro v'chayav al ma'aseh atzmo, or exempt for his ox's actions, but he is liable for his own actions. Ketzad, how is that so? Shoro shebiyesh, if his ox embarrassed someone, caused damage, embarrassing them, patur, you're exempt from paying that embarrassment. V'hu shebiyesh, but if he caused embarrassment through damage, chayav, he would be liable. Shoro shesimet et ein avdo v'yipilet shino, patur. If his ox blinded his slave or knocked out his tooth, you'd be exempt and you would not set the slave free. Whereas if v'hu shesimet ein avdo v'yipilet shino, chayav, if you blinded him or you knocked out his tooth, you would be liable. Shoro shechaval be'aviv u'imo chayav. If one's ox damaged the owner's father or mother, you'd be liable for the damages. V'hu shechaval be'aviv u'imo patur. But if you caused a damage to your father or mother, you hit your chas v'shalom, you caused damage, wounded your father and mother, you'd be exempt from the damages because you'd be liable to death. Shoro shehidlik et gadish v'shabbat. If one's ox lit a fire up in a wheat pile in a field, chayav, you'd be liable for the damages. V'hu shehidlik et gadish v'shabbat. But if you lit up a field on Shabbat, patur, you'd be exempt. Neshu min chayev nafsho, because you are liable you're liable to be put to death for lighting a fire. There's a rule that anytime you're liable to two things, you kim nevi derabba mina, we always take the stricter of the two. The Gemara begins, Tani Rabbi Abahu, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, he taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-mekalkelin piturin, all of those that are mekalkel, are doing things in a destructive way, are exempt. Chutz mi-chovel, except for one who is chovel, who is causing damage. Umavir, or he is lighting a fire. So the Gemara says, Amar lei pok tani lebara, go and teach outside, chovel umavir ina mishnah, that someone who causes damages. And mavir, it's not a mishnah what you're saying. It's not accurate. He said, Rashi explains, what does it mean? The inhu nami petire. They also, for those two, are also exempt. So the Gemara says, v'im tim telamar mishnah, if you want to say it's a mishnah, and that they would be liable for those, it's talking about, chovel b'tzarech lekalbo. You cause damage to remove blood from someone in order to give to one's dog. So it's for something, it's not for nothing. Mav'ir b'tzarech lafaro. If let's say you light a fire, it's in order to get the ashes, and therefore it is like you need the after effect. So therefore, that's why you would be liable. Tana, the Mishnah says, shoro shehidlik et hagadish b'shabbat chayav, v'hu shehidlik et hagadish b'shabbat patur. If his ox lit the fire on a field on fire on Shabbat, you'd be liable. But if you lit it, you'd be exempt. So the Gemara says, "V'katani hu dumiyah de shoro." It taught that you are similar to the ox. Ma shoro de lo kami ba'ile, de lo kabayile. Just like the ox, he doesn't need anything from that fire, and we're saying that he doesn't need anything from that fire. So too, flipping the amud, afhunami de lo kabayile. So too, you don't need anything from that fire. V'katani and it taught v'katani patur. Why? Neshu nidon min nafsho, because a person would be put liable to death. So Rashi over here says, for you don't need any ashes for this fire. Mikalkelu, it's considered destructive. Vekatani patur mitashomin, you're exempt from the damages. Alma chiyuv mitaika. So you see that there is a liability to death over here in this case. So the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the case." Shorod dumia didei. No, the ox is similar to him. Mahu kabayilei. Just like he needs something with that fire, he would be liable. That is referring to, let's say, he needs the ashes. Afshora kabayilei, so too, it needs to be that the ox is needs the ashes, needs something from it, in order for you to be liable. So the Gemara says, shoro hechem ashkachala. How do we find the case of its ox needing something? So he says, amar lei rav avia, hacha b'may eskina, what are we dealing with here? B'shor pikeach, we're talking about a very smart ox. She'altalo nishicha begavo, someone bit him in the back. V'kabayit l'mikleya v'ignedar b'kutma. He wanted to burn something so he can roll in the ashes and make his back feel better. U'menaya dinan, how do we know that? D'lebatar d'kleya kam magnedar b'kutma. Because after he lit it on fire, he went and the ox started rolling in the ashes. The Gemara says, "Amika ki agavna." Do we really have such a case? So the Gemara says, "Of such a smart ox." The Gemara says, "In yes, we do." The Hu Torah. There was an ox. The Hava Beir of Papa was in the Homer of Papa. The Hava Kibin Le Chinche had a toothache. Ayil upitkel niziyata v'shatei shichrav itse. He went and opened a barrel of beer. He drank some beer, and the ox got healed. Amar Rabbanan Kameder of Papa. Can you say that one's ox is similar to him? We said shoro shabiyesh patur, v'hu shabiyesh chayav. We said if your ox causes embarrassment, you're exempt. But if you cause embarrassment through the damage, you are liable. So the Gemara says shoro dumia didei nitkaven. So if you're trying to say that one's ox is like him himself, nitkaven lebayesh hechem ashkachala. How do you find a case of one's ox intending to cause embarrassment? How does the ox have such an intention? So the Gemara says kugon she nitkaven lahazik. No, but you can have intention to cause damage. And we said the Amar more nitkaven lahazik af al pi shelo nitkaven lebayesh. If he has intention to cause damage, even though he does not have intention to embarrass, that's enough for you to be liable for the embarrassment. Rava says, no, manitin b'shogeg, our Mishnah is talking about by accident. It was accidental. Okay, the Tana de Vechizkiya, like it was taught in the Academy of Chizkiya, the Tana de Vechizkiya, make adam, make behema. Right, how does the Pasuk read? Let's read the full Pasuk. It says, make behema yishal menno, make adam yumad. If someone hits an animal and kills him, he should pay. Someone who kills a person, he should be put to death. So the Gemara says, "Ma makeh behema lo chilakta ben shogeg ben mezi." Just like hitting an animal, the Torah didn't differentiate between shogeg and mezid. Ben mitkaven leishain mitkaven, whether it's intention, had intention or non intention. Ben derech yirida le derech aliyah, whether it was a downwards position or an upwards position. Le potro mamon el chayvo mamon. In all those cases, no matter what, they made him liable for the monetary damage. So too, Amrulay, Af makeh adam, rather, so too, hitting a person, lo tachlok bo bein shogeg lemezid, there shouldn't be a difference between shogeg and mezid, bein mikaven la yishain mitkaven, with intention or without intention, bein derech yerida le derech aliyah, it was downwards or upwards, le chayvo mamon, el potro mamon, it was to say that he's exempt from monetary law. So even b'shogeg, we're saying that he's exempt from having to pay that damage. So the Gemara says, Amru le Rabbanan le Rava. He said to Rava, Mi matzid mokmad la b'shogeg. Can you possibly say it was accidental? V'ha mipnei she nidon ben nafsho ketani. You said that he's put to death. How is someone put to death if it was only by accident? So the Gemara says, Achi kamar, this is what I meant to say. Kevan de b'mezid nidon ben nafsho, since on purpose he would be put to death. V'echim dameh, what's the case? De kabay la fero, if let's say he caused damage, by lighting a fire, by kneading the ashes, And let's say it caused major damage that it killed someone from it. Hashta b'shogeg patur. But if it was by accident, if it wasn't on purpose, then he would be exempt from the actual damage itself. You wouldn't have to pay the damage, and obviously would not be liable to death as well because it was not with intention. The Mishnah then says, Shor shaya rodef achar shor acher. If one ox was running after another ox, v'huzak, and some damage was caused. Then the owners ran in and said, Ze omer shor echa hizik, ze omer lochi ela besela daka. This one says, your ox damaged mine. And this one says, no, it was a stone that he got hit by. The person who wants to remove the money from the person and take the damage payment from the other person has to bring a proof that his ox damaged my ox. If two oxes were running after one, ze omer shorecha hizik. This one says your ox hurt us, hurt my ox. Ze omer shorecha hizik, and this one says no, your ox hurt my ox. Flipping the amud, shnehem peturin. They're both exempt. Imayu shnehem shadish echad. But if both of the oxes were from one person, shnehem chayavim. Both of the oxes, both of them are liable. So the Gemara says haya echad gadol v'echad katan. If let's say one of the oxes was big and one of them was small, right? So the Gemara says if one was big and one was small, hanizak omer, if the damaged one says gadol hizik, it was the big one that caused damage. But mazik omer, the damager says lo ki ella katan hizik. No, it's the small ox that caused damage, because the if it was a big ox who caused damage, you'd receive more payment. So the damaged one wants the big one, whereas the damager wants the small one, so he pays less. So what's the, he says, katan Or let's say he says, echad tam ve'echad muad. If one is a calm animal, one is a muad animal. Hanizak omer muad izik. The damaged one says the dangerous animal caused damage because he wants the full payment. Vamazik omer, the damager says lo ki ella tam hizik. He says no, the calm one caused damage, and therefore you only pay half the damage. Hamutsim chaverah alav araya. Same thing. Someone who wants to take out money from the other person has to bring a proof. If the damaged ones were two, echad gadol v'echad katan, one was big, one was small. V'mazikin shnayim, and the damagers were two, echad gadol v'echad katan, one big ox, one small ox. Hanizak omer gadol hizik et gadol v'katan hizik et katan. The damaged one says the big ox hurt my big ox, and the small ox hurt my small ox. He wants to get the biggest payment out of that damage. V'mazik omer, the damager says lo ki ela katan et gadol v'gadol et katan. No, he says, my small ox damaged your big ox, and my big ox damaged your small ox. And trying to minimize the damage the damage that you have to pay. Rashi says, "V'katan izik de gadol, v'af agav shechatzin nisko shel gadol merubesh lo tikach ela katan sheli, v'chatzin nezek shel katan shelcha kach min gadol." Meaning that even though the half a damage of the big animal is greater, you'll only be able to take the damaged one. You'll only be able to take the katan sheli, my small animal, my small ox is worth v'chatzin nezek shel katan shelcha, and the half a damage of your small ox. From the big ox. So therefore, he's trying to minimize, the mazik is trying to minimize the damage payments by saying what he's saying. So what's the din in all of these cases? If this was the dispute, so the Gemara then says, echad tam v'echad muad, if you say one was calm, one was dangerous, hanizak omer muad hizik adagadol, the one that was damaged says, the dangerous animal damaged my big animal. Vetam itakatan, and the calm animal damaged my small animal. He wants to get the full payment for the big animal that was caused damage to. V'hamazik omer, and the damager says, lo chiela tam itagadol v'muad itakatan. He says, no, the calm animal damaged the big animal, the damager says. And the dangerous animal damaged the small animal. He wants to pay the full damage from the mu'ad, right? We know mu'ad, a dangerous animal, you pay nezek shalem, full damage. Whereas a tam, a calm animal, you pay chatzin nezek, half a damage. So he wants to minimize the payment paid. So the Gemara says, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya, that if someone wants to remove money from someone else, he has to bring a proof to everything that he's saying. This is our Mishnah. So the Gemara begins. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, zot emer, this is coming to tell us, chalukim alav chavereva sumchus. Sumchus, his friends, disagree with him. Damar mamon hamutal b'safek cholkin. If you have money that's placed in a safek, we don't know who it's like, you would split it. We would say we would split it. So the Ar Mishnah is not saying like this. So Amar le Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he said to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Sumchus, afilu bari u bari, is Sumchus saying in a case of, even if both sides say, I'm for sure correct, and he says, no, I'm for sure correct, still he says you split it? So the Gemara says, Amar le, in, yes, Amar Sumchus, afilu bari u bari, even in a case where they both think that they're for sure correct. So the Gemara says, "Umimai." How do we know that's the case? The matnitin, because our Mishnah says "bebari ubarihu." It's talking about that the both of them are for sure. The Katana, it said "zeomer shor chayzik," but "zeomer lochi." His first one says, "Your ox damaged mine," and the other one says, "No, it was a stone." So they both sound very for sure about their opinion, and therefore, what do you say? You must say that it's bari and bari in our Mishnah, and clearly in our Mishnah we said that someone who wants to take out money has to bring a proof. We don't say we split it. So even in bari and bari in our Mishnah, it doesn't go like Sumchus. So therefore, Sumchus is of the opinion that he holds even by both of them saying for sure they would still have to split the money in safek. Matki flar of papa. He has a contradiction. Midereisha bari ubari, from the beginning of the Mishnah being for sure and for sure, seifa nami bari ubari, the latter part of the Mishnah, it also should be for sure and for sure. So ema seifa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Haya echad gadol v'echad katan, if one was a big ox and one was a small ox. Nizak omer, the damaged one says gadol hizik, the big ox caused damage. Umazik omer, the damager says lochi ela katan hizik, says no, it was the small ox that caused damage. Echad tam v'echad muad, or there was a calm and a dangerous animal. Nizak omer, the damaged one says muad hizik, the dangerous animal caused damage. And the damager says, no, lochi ela tam hizik, it was the calm animal that caused damage, not the dangerous one. Tam hizik. We said that someone wants to take money from the friend, he has to bring a proof to his words. So ha lo mighty raya, if he did not bring a proof, shakil kedamar mazik, you would split it like the way the damager is saying. You wouldn't say you just split it online. You would have to take the money based on what the damager is saying. So hold on, name a David David Tuv Tad Rabba Bar Natan. Let's say there's a contradiction in Rabba. Damar ta anochitim vehodalo b'seorim patur. If let's say someone comes and says, you own me wheat, and the other guy, person B, says, no, I only owed you barley, he's exempt from even having to pay the barley. So that doesn't work with what we're saying over here in the Mishnah. That over here we're saying that if, let's say, two people are arguing, the Mazik and the Nizak, and the Nizak ends up not being able to bring a proof, so therefore we go to the Mazik and we say, okay, what you said, give me that money at least. We don't say, oh, we don't admit to the second person, like it's saying here. So this is a contradiction on Rabbah. Ela must be bari v'shema. It must be the latter part of the Mishnah is talking about the first, someone was for sure, and the other one was in doubt. The kamar bari man, the kamar shema man. Who is for sure and who is in doubt? In name of the kamar nizak bari v'kamar mazik shema. If you want to say the damaged one was for sure, saying you the big ox caused me the damage, and the damager was in doubt, he didn't know. Akati lema, you can still say tievet yufta de rabba bar natan. It's a contradiction on rabba. Ella, we must say the kamar nizak shema v'kamar mazik bari. It must be the damaged one says, I think that your big ox caused damage. I don't know for sure, and the damager says, no, I know for sure that it wasn't. And so therefore, umidisefa nizak shema umazik bari, from the latter part of the Mishnah being that the damaged one is in doubt, and the damager is for sure. Reishanami, say by the beginning of the Mishnah, nizak shema umazik bari, that the damaged one is in doubt, and the damager is for sure. Vamar sumchus, and sumchus says, afilu beha, even in that case, sumchus would say that they split, but safek, they would split it. So the Gemara says the itzirich lashmuinan delo that you would have to say that our Mishnah doesn't agree with him, that we the chaverav are cholkim alav, that we don't agree with him. So even in that case, when it's shema and bari, that one is in doubt and one is for sure, still we say tzafek, you split the money. The Gemara says no seifa nizak shema umazik bari. In the latter part of the Mishnah, the damaged one is in doubt and the damager is for sure. Reisha, the beginning part of the Mishnah, nizak bari umazik shema. The damaged one is for sure, and the damager is in doubt. The Gemara says, v'halo damya reisha l'seifa, but the beginning of the Mishnah is not similar to the seifa. You're saying the damaged one in the beginning of the Mishnah is for sure, and the damager is in doubt. Then you're saying in the latter part of the Mishnah, the damaged one is in doubt, and the damager is for sure. That's not similar to one another. So Amri bari v'shema shema bari chad miltehi. He says, no. When it's one's in doubt and one is for sure, and the latter part is one is in doubt, one isn't for sure, it's the same thing. It's just different people who are for sure and in doubt. But bari ubari shema ubari trei mileninu. But if you were to say that the beginning part of the Mishnah is talking about two people for sure, and the latter part is one for sure, one in doubt, that's two separate entities, and therefore there's no way our Mishnah is being inconsistent in such a way. And that's how you would explain our Mishnah to be talking about a case where the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about one is for sure and one is in doubt, and the latter part of the Mishnah is also talking about one is for sure and one is in doubt. We'll stop there for today and do a 1-minute recap.